Good morning, good morning, good morning from the West Coast. It's Chinu, and this is Artist Motivational Monday, where we come to you to jumpstart your week and hopefully give you some thoughts to consider as you are starting out on your creative journey. I greet you from sunny California, West Coast. How is everyone doing today on this Monday morning? Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you did everything that you wanted to do while still being safe. We had rain last night. I couldn't believe it. It didn't last because now the sun is out. So it was just a pass-through, I guess. It rained, you know, and it just went on pass-through. So I don't know about this weather, but it is kind of chilly today, though. I did notice that. I went out for a little while. And so it is kind of chilly out. Still cold weather. You know, we haven't quite gotten out of winter yet. So we'll just keep, you know, bungling up when we go out. So today on Artist Motivational Monday, I want us to consider the thought about cycles of life. And the reason we're going to talk about this today is because life centers around different cycles. And the focus that you have to stay conscious of is the cycle of life that you are in. Okay. And you have to ask yourself the question, what cycle of life are you in right now? And it's not so much an age cycle as it is a cycle as to where are you moving to or from in the cycle of life. And what that consists of is, what is the one area of your life where you actually need to put your focus on and put most of your energy on? And this is a writing exercise. You know, I'm keen on you writing stuff down. So this is a writing exercise. So get your pads and your pens and your pencils and something to write on. So you have to ask yourself a series of questions when you are examining what cycle of life you are in. And what is the cycle? What is it that you need to focus on in this particular cycle? Where do you need to put your energy at? So the first question you want to ask yourself is it time for you to focus on your family? Then you need to focus on, is it time for you to discover what your true purpose is? And number three is, do you yearn to open your heart and love fully, deeply, and passionately? And then the next question is this the time for healing? Is there something that you need to be focused on healing, that energy of healing? It could be emotional healing. It could be healing from a friendship, from a past relationship, a love relationship, whatever it is. And it's the healing and regeneration of that. So is that something you need to focus on? Okay. Then the next thing is, maybe after writing all that down, you are completely ready to to concentrate on what your life purpose is and put all your energy and your effort into actually that, following that, and making the dreams a reality, making your goals a reality. So you want to focus on all of that. You want to write it down and decide, where are you? Where are you on that spectrum? Like, what is it that you need to put your energy towards? And what is it that you really need to be focusing on right now? Because each one of these cycles that you encounter in life, it offers you fresh gifts. It offers you new possibilities to grow and to learn, okay? Like, each cycle is a lesson. It has a growth potential in it. You're going to get something out of it, whatever cycle you're in, okay? And the better you become at identifying these particular cycles of life, the more you will flow in harmony. The more you will flow in harmony. And you will experience the choices that you're making. Okay? So you want to do this exercise. Okay? Just take a piece of paper in your journal. You're supposed to be keeping a journal anyway. So just write the questions down. Like, number one is it time for you to focus on your family? Number two is, do you need a long time to discover what your true purpose is? And number three, do you yearn to open your heart and love fully, deeply, and passionately? And number four is this the time for healing and regeneration? So you want to answer those questions very honestly, because that is the way you're going to find out where you are on the spectrum of cycles of life, okay? So that's the assignment for this particular week. And you're going to have fun with this, I tell you. I did it. And you're going to get refocused. You're really going to get focused on what it is that you actually need to be doing now and what you need to be actually expanding your energy on. Because there's a lot going on outside of you in the world, which basically you don't have any control over. The things that you do have control over is how you react to things. That's the one thing you do have control over. Everything else you pretty much don't have any control over, so why focus on it, okay? So this is our assignment for this week, and really think about your answers. If you would like to leave a response to this particular podcast, I think at the end there is a place that you can actually leave a verbal response. I think that's something new that they set up. And I would really love to hear your feedback on all of this, because we are on a journey in 2023, and I'm excited about the journey. I know you are too. And, you know, we've done our vision boards, we've done our goal wheels, and we wrote our letter to 2023. We set the foundation. So now we're actually doing the work. We're doing some of the work right now. So I hope you will do the writing assignment, and I would love to hear your feedbacks. And that's going to be it. So we're in the cycles, and we're looking at where are we in the cycles of life, okay? So have a great day, guys. Have a terrific week. And if you are new to my podcast, I do welcome you. I would encourage you to go back and listen to the last maybe three episodes, which would be two in December of 2022, and then up to where we are right now, so that you can catch up on the process that we're going through. And that way you will be on point for this particular exercise as well. If you are new, come hang out with me on Mondays. I don't keep you long. And we're going to have a really good time this year. We're focusing on our goals, our vision boards and everything. And we're doing it together. We are doing it together. So it's an exciting time for all of us. So jump in, you know, join us on this journey that we're going on. So I think that's it, guys, for this week. And we will talk to you soon. Have a great day. Bye-bye.